Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Floor. VanVleet down to 12 seconds, 10 seconds. Waiting for Leonard. Leonard catches it on the logo, steps out. Guarded by Klay Thompson. 6 seconds with 5 seconds. Leonard right side stops. Feeds VanVleet. VanVleet, one dribble, get the corner. Lowry, it's blocked by Draymond. The game's over. The game's over. The game is over. The Warriors have won. 106-105. Keep the lights on at Oracle. Dust those seats off. That old barn's got one more dance.
And on the one hand, I'm so proud of them, the amazing heart and grit that they showed. And on the other, I'm just devastated for Kevin. And so it's a bizarre feeling that we all have right now. An incredible win and a horrible loss at the same time.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest-running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30-plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Good morning. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. And then we're always excited to hear from you. Facebook, Twitter, at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 414-799-1250. Watching the game last night, and of course, NBA Finals Game 5. It's the final possession for Toronto. And I am just, I wouldn't call it an out-of-body experience, but I'm soaking it in as a fan of sport. And I'm watching it there with my beloved bride, Chuck, and I say, as tense as I am, because I want Toronto to lose very badly and I want the Warriors to win very badly, and I'd like to watch more basketball, okay, on Thursday night. But I have a moment of, wow, this is amazing sport. This is amazing drama. I mean, everything that was in this game, which we'll unpack in a moment, it all comes down to this. And I thought, wow, I spend a lot of my time in this living room looking at this box, my TV, that affects my emotions. Like, whatever happens in this box, I either feel good or I feel bad. It could be the Brewers. It could be the NBA Finals. It could be the Bucks. It could be the Packers. It could be the Women's World Cup. I just spend so much of my time looking at this box and these images and these movements of people that affects my mood, whether I'm happy or not. And, well, obviously, I'm happy.
I know. You think about all the times, all the time we spend, whether either going to games or watching games on TV, reading about them. I mean, all of us, not just you and I who do this for a living, but we spend a hell of a lot of time with this stuff, don't we? Sports in general. Sports, like, consumes our lives. I mean, it's like, I could never understand, like, I mean, if it wasn't for sports and golf and all this stuff, man, what the hell would I be doing
what
in my
life?
What
would you do? I don't know. Disintegrate into 1,000 different pieces,
yes,
and float into the atmosphere.
I don't know what I'd do, because, I mean, first thing I come home, I turn the TV on, put sports on. You know, the Brewers didn't play last night, but now, boom, NBA Finals, got them on. You know, we're watching the game. That's the same thing. You know, I mean, you're right. I mean, your life is... It's all around that box. It's on your TV, right in the middle of your living room right there, man. That's,
what if you were born in, like, the 1800s?
I know. It's like,
when there were no professional leagues.
Well, what do I do? Yeah, what would I do in my time?
You just wander aimlessly like a nomad.
That's why it's always tough for me to, and I know there are guys out there who don't follow sports, but it's tough for me to realize, like, man, what do they do? What the hell, man?
Well, I mean, they have, like, friends and family.
They have a real life.
They enjoy the world around them. They enjoy nature. The beautiful earth that, you know, your God has created.
I know, because my golf league last day goes, when did the NBA Finals, when did the basketball series continue? I'm like, well, it's going to be starting about an hour here. You know, I'm hoping to get done with this and, start watching this game tonight. Who's leading the series now? Oh, wow, okay. Because they just assume, I guess, that everybody knows and is following this along, last, you know, and all that. But I mean, this has been a really good series. I mean, when I say it's a really good series.
It's been disjointed.
No, no. When I say it's been a really good series, it's been full of, you know, sports drama.
Twists and turns.
Yes. I mean, right. I mean, I think we all thought going into the series that Golden State was going to win the series. That Toronto had, you know, blown everything against the Bucks. That was kind of like their NBA Finals. You know, going against Golden State, what are they going to have left for the Warriors? You know, the Warriors came in a little banged up and all that. And then, I mean, nobody saw Toronto going into Golden State and blowing them out handily. And, you know,
you're right, winning both games at Oracle.
Exactly. And getting up 3-1 in the series. If anything, you saw the Warriors winning, going up 3-1 in the series. But, I mean, that's, I mean, Golden State refused to die last night. And more drama with that game. And, I mean, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. I mean, this is why those guys are Warriors, man. I mean, when I say Warriors, not only team name, but Warriors out there that they're leading their team to championships.
Now, there's a soundbite we'll play from Klay Thompson a little later where he was talking about Kevin Durant. And he's like, he's a competitor. Like,
yeah, he is.
He didn't want to make the Warrior pun himself. But, yeah, I was just thinking last night how much time I stare at that box. I remember somewhere along the line, I read the first, like, review of TV. Like when TVs were put into homes, and they said this will never work. People aren't going to sit in their house and watch a box all day, and that's essentially what we do. And what we watched last night was again just amazing drama, where you had Kevin Durant come back, look good enough to say, "Why wasn't he playing this entire series?" Mm-hmm. And then once that thought materialized in your brain, he, I would say, popped his Achilles. I mean, I saw some up close video. I don't know a lot about the Achilles, but it looks bad. And he had to leave the arena in crutches, and his general manager was like in tears after the game. So we'll hear from him a little bit later. There's so many compelling storylines, and the Kevin Durant one is very interesting because this is a guy who gets criticized heavily in every walk of life he is in. I think that in a world where we look at sports heroes in terms of, it's not just like you can't be Dan Marino anymore. Like Dan Marino played in a time where you could be good and not have to win a title to be considered one of the all-time greats. And he, you know, went to the Super Bowl's rookie year and then famously never got back. His career highlight after that was probably being in Ace Ventura, which he was very good in. Okay. So then now we're in this day and age where it's all about championships, and it's not just making the finals. You have to win the finals. What's LeBron in the finals? 3-5? And he's looked at as a choker because he's got to the finals 8 times in a row, but he lost 5 of them. Even though he took some garbage teams there, he didn't win it. So Kevin Durant, who the Warriors beat after coming down from a 3-1 deficit, when he's with the Thunder, he thinks, I want to go win. So he goes to the Warriors. He goes, he tries to win. He does win. Well, now he's doing the thing we all want him to do, and then he gets criticized for taking the easy way out. And then here we are, in another year of Kevin Durant being with the Warriors, gets injured on May 8th, doesn't play, can't go, wants to play for his guys, and then the lasting image of him this season will be him limping out of the arena. So it's just a very interesting career arc that he's gone on, and now the Warriors are getting scolded and criticized for quote-unquote making him play. I don't think they forced him to play by any means. I'm sure they wanted him to play, but ultimately Kevin Durant has to be the one to say that he can, and he was willing to risk long-term damage if something happened. And last night, Chuck, we saw something happen there in that second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's on him. I mean, the doctors can clear him, and you know, the players could want him to play. You know, you hear reports about the players were saying that, you know, they were kind of pressuring him a little bit and were disappointed that he couldn't play. If a guy can't play, can't play. Only a player knows how much he's hurt. Just like, you know, calling into sick. You know, if you're going to call in sick, or anybody's going to call in sick, say, oh, yeah, geez, you know, how sick is he really? Well, I mean, only you really know how sick you are. You know, I mean, if you're not feeling well, you're not sick, you're throwing up or whatever. And only he knows how much he was bothered. You know, I mean, he's a competitor. He's a warrior, you know. So, yeah, I never looked at him as, you know, like, well, who doesn't want to play in the NBA Finals? I mean, this is what you live your whole life for, to play in the finals.
He's, yeah, the Warriors should have saved him, people say. Well, if not now, when? Is this the finals?
It's the finals. So he was not, I don't think by any means he was thinking, well, boy, I got to save myself, man, because I got $300 million I could make in the offseason. No, I mean, I felt like he, you know, there's a reason why he went to Golden State. They went to Golden State to win NBA titles, man. And if he was healthy to play, he was going to play. And, you know, I mean, there was, I don't look at that, Bart, him playing last night and blowing out his Achilles. I don't put the blame on anybody there, and there shouldn't be any blame on it, because ultimately Kevin decides what he, you know, KD decides what he wants to do, and he decided to play, and he got hurt. Unfortunately, I mean, unfortunate for fans. I mean, for the Toronto fans to cheer when he went down, that was pretty classless. Okay, I would hope that would never have happened here, but you know, that's a whole different story there.
Oh, and I am excited to talk about that at some point. Mm-hmm. Bob Myers, the Warriors general manager. Now, you say there's nobody to blame. He is willing to take the blame. He got up at the podium about 30 minutes after the game to update, said it is the Achilles with Durant, and he was very, very emotional. And you don't know if he's like half sales pitching Kevin to come back, if he's like half really like bummed and thinks he did something wrong. Here's a little bit of the Warriors GM.
Let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. And I'm not here to, he's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate. He's a good person. It's not fair. I'm lucky to know him.
Now that's edited. That was about a minute, 15 seconds. That got condensed into the 20 seconds you just heard because he took a lot more pauses. It was a very emotional scene from Bob Myers, again, the GM, who was pretty much with Kevin the entire way when he did go to the locker room in the second quarter. And you saw mid-game Andre Iguodala and Steph Curry help walk him back. I mean, there's been a lot of reports about how they don't need him and there's team dissension, but I don't know, man. I just see that a guy like Kevin Durant, he appreciates his teammates. And the teammates have appreciated him in kind.
Yeah, Mark Jackson mentioned this on the broadcast, Bart. He said, you know, usually you don't see the star players taking the star, one of the other stars, their fellow stars,
right,
back to the locker room. Usually it's at the end of the bench, guys, you know, guys way at the end of the bench, street clothes and all there, helping him back. But that did happen. I think Leonard even left the arena with Durant, didn't he? I mean, the GM of the team even left with Durant.
Myers.
I say Leonard. I'm thinking Bob Leonard. Bob Myers, right?
Kawhi Leonard left.
No, Bob.
He said, if you can't have KD, I'm leaving too.
No. Bob,
he's the ultimate fairness man.
The GM, Bob Myers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy could walk in the room right now and I wouldn't even recognize him. Because you think, when you think of the Warriors, you don't think of Kerr. Or you think of Kerr, you think of the, you know, that yeah. team. I don't think of the GM. I mean, those great Bulls teams, you thought of Jerry Krause, the GM, yeah. and Phil. But, I mean, The GM of the Warriors is such a faceless guy.
He's pretty nondescript.
He's such a faceless guy. So, Myers, yes.
Bob Myers, if we
I don't even
learn
know the
anything
background.
Today.
I don't even know the background. It's like, this guy got up there, and I'm like, oh, that's Bob Myers. Okay.
You know what? I think that his background, if I remember right, he was like a businessman and somehow got into basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He is a former agent. He's a former sports agent. He played with UCLA in the sure. mid-90s. He was on the 95 championship team.
I think you could go around that arena and say, who's the general manager of the Warriors?
Jerry West?
Steph Curry?
Del Curry?
Is it Steve Kerr, the GM head coach? Yeah.
Riley Curry?
Yeah, wouldn't know. And plus, he's got kind of a nondescript Bob Myers. I mean, kind of a game that, just an average name. But, yeah, I saw that.
His full name is Robert.
And Bob is going to take some criticism up there because people might think, like you said, there is
he two daughters.
Criticism. Was he has he held any front office jobs other than at Golden State?
Assistant at Golden State.
So that's it.
Well, he's an agent for a long time, kind of like the Mets general manager.
But I'm saying he was, okay, but he's never was in anybody else's front office at all?
Nope, just Golden State.
All right.
799-1250, the number to reach us. Bill is in West Bend. What's up, Bill?
Hey, William.
Hey, good morning, guys. I feel bad for Durant, and it was so obvious that the Toronto had nothing for him. And it was weird because it was like Siakam is probably their second best on-ball defender behind Leonard. And he couldn't guard Durant, so they put a block on him. He couldn't guard Durant, and they couldn't double him because then they're leaving open another shooter. It was such a mismatch. And then to see him get hurt, and he's in a no-win situation. If he goes out, he does it. If he pulls a Kawhi Leonard, who didn't play last year after getting cleared. He gets brutalized for it, right? He gets crucified because he's a soft player who doesn't want to play, who's only looking out for his pocketbook. If he goes out there and play and gets hurt like what happened last night, then he gets blamed for coming back too early and the team didn't officially clear him, even though they did. And it was really hard to see. And as soon as he went down and they said, well, it's his calf again, and he's grabbing for his ankle, I just thought, yeah, he just rolled up that Achilles and he's done. And he's done for a year. So now this changes a lot with free agency and our team's going to take a chance on, is he just going to take $31 million from the Warriors to rehab and what's he going to do? But it's such a poor situation for him, and you feel bad for the guy, and you feel bad a bit. I mean, Bart, you must feel bad for the Warriors because it was so obvious that they could have won three straight games without a ton of problems.
Oh, you saw that first quarter, and there was a completely different tone in the way the Warriors, and to say something Mark Jackson said again last night, he said, you've got your big brother back. You know, when he was walking down, Bill, thanks for the call, good call. When he was walking down Mark Jackson as a kid in the alleys in Queens, you know, you have a little more confidence when you're walking there with your big brother. And Kevin Durant came, he was knocking down threes. He wasn't 100%, but he infused that. It looked like the Warriors again. It just, it looked like the team that had confidence, not this broken, you know, patchwork, depleted bench assembly, chairs, Titanic team that we've seen in some of these games, this series. He gave a gravitas back to the team, and you thought, yeah, they're going to win this game. They're going to go win six. They're going to come back and win seven. You thought, this is it. This is the storyline. This is the ultimate redemption tale in the NBA. Kevin Durant coming back, and then he makes a move in the second quarter, goes down, and now we've got a completely different series. The fact that the Warriors won changes a lot. You look at the Warriors' faces. I mean, as Steve Kerr said to start the show, they won, but they lost. So it was a really weird feeling. I'm sure it was a really weird plane ride back to Oakland in the overnight as well.
Yeah, but they got to feel like they got a second life now. I mean, because they looked like they were going to, I mean, there was a 6-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go. And then, you know, Curry and Thompson hit those shots. And, you know, even though DeMarcus Cousins tried to throw the game away at the end, not intentionally, but the dunk should have counted. He got called for offensive basket.
What is basketball if that doesn't count?
Well, I agree. I mean, I got a bet with you guys. I have Toronto in this series, but I mean, I'm pulling for Toronto. Not that I care about them, but I just got some money online with you guys. But I'm like, that's a basket.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand about instant replay. When they say, well, the call on the court is goaltending, offensive goaltending. So, but I mean, it shouldn't matter if the call on the court is goaltending or not. Go to the replay and find their correct call, because that's clearly, the ball was outside the cylinder. I mean, how? And I thought, you know, once they called offensive basket interference, I thought Cousins was going to lose his mind, because that's his reputation. I mean, he held it together.
I mean, I was losing my mind.
But I mean, he of all people, Bart, is going to lose his mind. You know that. And then he gets called for the illegal screen. Oh, in that situation, because they could run the clock down to like 5 or 6 seconds. How often do you see an illegal screen get called when a team is running out, you know, basically running down the clock looking for a shot, trying to seal the game, and then they give Toronto a chance? And I thought Toronto got an awful shot at the end. I mean, that's an awful look. For the Raptors to be so poised the way they have been for the entire series, I thought trying to get basically a desperation three from the corner that had no shot at going in by Lowry, that was a bad shot.
Well, it did get blocked.
Oh, it did get it. They did touch it a little bit.
Yeah, Draymond did tip it.
He got a little bit of it, because I thought, man. And even, but it was a fade away from the corner, and it was just, I thought, man, you know, Kawhi's got to somehow launch. He's got to put himself in a position to take the game-winning shot there.
Here, here's Kawhi afterwards, because he had the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they're down one. They don't need a three.
Here's Kawhi and why he passed up the final shot.
A lot of people on social media, especially, and a lot of us watching, are wondering why you didn't take that final shot.
I mean, two guys came up on me. I mean, I don't know if I could have got a shot off. It's hard. I mean, if you got two guys on top of you, if you have to try to find a right play. No, we ended up getting a shot in the corner, but it just didn't go off quick enough.
Man, Kawhi just, like, gets bored of himself talking.
Yeah.
He's just
There's not much up there for her. that's more like Kawhi right there.
He does not enjoy
but,
speaking.
I mean, the Warriors did a great job. They blitzed him out there, and he didn't have no shot, but somehow you got to find a way, you know, last second plays. I mean, the great Nick Nurse, who's getting criticized for calling a timeout with
what was that timeout about?
Well, he said he wanted to give his team a rest. But
does he realize that both teams get a rest when you call a timeout?
It kind of took some momentum out of the game.
Well, Kawhi was on like a 6-point tear.
He was.
Kawhi took over the game. He was like invincible.
He called
and then Nurse is like, let's chill.
Let's cool this down here. I was like, man, no, strong to the finish, man. I was surprised. But, I mean, and now he gets, for the first time, I think, now Nurse Nick is getting some heat for that timeout. But, I mean, you know, Toronto's still alive in the series, but, man, things got an awful lot more interesting after last night.
Game 6 is Thursday. It's back in Golden State. Game 7 would be Sunday night.
Wow, that's a spread-out series now. How about that?
I know. It's.
I was thinking, okay, they're going to play Wednesday and then maybe Friday night. But it's like, then I looked at once the Warriors were up by 11 in the first half, I was like, all right, when's game 6? And I looked, it was like, Thursday night?
Yeah.
And then Sunday, man, this thing has spread out a long time.
You had to think that with the last possession, 16 seconds left, Raptors down one, you had to think that they were going to make a shot, didn't you? Just the way that they've played in these entire playoffs, the superhuman ability they have with that rim where anytime a Raptor shot touches the rim, it magically goes in.
Yeah, you know, some was going to trickle four times on the rim and fall through for Kawhi. Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
You're going to see Jurassic Parks all over the country.
I did, and that place would have
gone insane.
Blown off, yes. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, credit the Warriors there for defending on that final play. And, you know, Toronto didn't get the shot off that they would have liked to at the end. I'm sure they're going back and saying, you know, last second play like this, we would have liked to got a better shot than a shot from the corner from Lowry. But, you know, they're going to a game 6, and, man, if Golden State can complete the comeback without KD now, who's, you know, gone for a long time, we'll see. If he did indeed rupture his Achilles, that's going to carry him into next season if that's the case.
And it's going to completely change the free agent summer, which we will talk about that today as well. 414-799-1250, the Warriors win. Kevin Durant goes down. This is Klay Thompson on NBA TV after the game.
Straight to Kevin. It just sucks being out.
From where you sit, how was the decision-making and the recovery and the flow of information handled?
It was handled well. I don't think none of us were frustrated at Kevin. It just sucks being out here without your best player. So we've seen a lot of teams like this the last past few years, so we got a taste of it ourselves. So it hurts just knowing that we know we're a better team, but we're not healthy. And I just feel so bad because we were all so jacked up for him to come tonight. He gave us a whole new energy. And for this to happen just really sucks, man. It's so deflating. But I know Kevin. I know he's a competitor, and he's a true professional. Basketball is first and foremost in his life. He's going to come back stronger. I know he is. He's still got so much good basketball left in him. But this just really sucks, man. It's really hard. There's no happiness in this moment, honestly. It just sucks.
So it's like, I mean, they won, but they also, you know, they lost. As you said, though, there is a second life. The series does extend. Oracle gets at least one more game, and that will be on Thursday night, although, as we all know now, without Kevin Durant.
Yeah, and a buddy of mine texts me during the game when the Warriors had that lead in the first half, and he goes, man, not that I have a dog in this game, but I'm kind of hoping the Warriors win because I want to see more basketball, along the lines of what you said earlier. And I'm looking forward to Thursday night. Yeah, I've enjoyed this basketball season, even though it ended for the Bucks. I told you last Monday, Memorial Day, when we were doing the show, I said, man, I'm not even looking forward to the finals because I was so disappointed with the Bucks.
Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. Every 2 minutes that we're talking about this,
yeah,
the back of my head goes to the front of my head, and I'm resisting screaming out loud that this should be the Bucks and this series should be over by now.
We'd be celebrating the NBA championship.
Yeah, we should be. Today should be the NBA championship in Milwaukee celebration show.
We'd have been on all night.
We would have been on all night.
Sitting here like, oh my God, we've been on the air since 8 o'clock of last night.
Then tomorrow would be the parade, and we'd get a spot down on Wisconsin Avenue, Chuck, mm-hmm. and we'd be broadcasting live during the parade. That's what we would be doing.
Yeah.
I mean, try to think about that for a second. And I would be getting hammered. and I'd be flipping cars.
No, don't say that.
Oh, yeah, that got in trouble. Yeah. Louis in Franklin, 799-1250. Louis, what's up, man?
Here's a couple things that stood out to me. So that first quarter, Golden State could not miss. And Toronto did not play well, and they still were only down like 3, 4, 5 points. And they just hung around. And that to me showed a lot of heart when Boogie comes in and gives you 17 and KD comes. KD was clearly limited. I don't know what your previous caller was looking at, but he was essentially a guy that would take two dribbles, and that was the only explosion he had. You could tell he was laboring, and he was essentially a set shooter. Second thing I want to call out is that was probably, at least in the first half, the most tightly officiated NBA Finals game I've ever seen. I've never seen so many ticky-tack fouls on both teams early in a game, and it really bothered me to watch it like that. Let them play a little bit. And then the last thing I want to call out is the Nick Nurse timeouts. You know, a lot of people that really don't know jack about basketball are going to call and say, "You almost had to drop me there." They'll call and say, "Well, why did he call that timeout at before the 3-minute mark?" Because he loses all but two timeouts after that, and we just spent an entire series saying we're a lot deeper than Toronto. They only go 7-8 deep. Well, of course, it doesn't matter if you're on a run or not. You need to give guys a break to get them down the stretch if you're only playing that many guys. Now, if you want to criticize them for not calling a timeout with 15 seconds left to drop a play, that I can get down with. When they get the ball in there 15 seconds to drop a better play to close out the game, that I'll get down with. But, I mean, he was going to lose those timeouts. The last thing I want to call out, not you guys, in the national media, you know they're never going to do this. I can't tell you how many national shows I heard Friday or Monday going on, you know, the Stephen A's, the Cowherds, the guys on whatever show you want to call it, and saying, well, MJ would have played and LeBron would play and Magic would play and all these guys would play, and now he plays, and you could clearly tell he was laboring, and the only reason he tore his Achilles in that environment is because he was playing a little bit differently, just like Kawhi's hamstring last series. He has tendonitis in one knee. He's compensating for that. And that's how that happens. And now none of these guys are going to eat crow. Not a single one of them. That's one thing I hate about sports media is even when you're wrong, at least own that you're wrong if you have a very strong take on something. And that's going to bother me because, you know, for my money, he's the best scorer I've ever seen in my life. And he went out and laid it all out on the line, and he had all these reports of his teammates were frustrated, and the organization maybe cleared him, and he didn't play. And, you know, that's why you don't. That's why you wait until you're 100%, because he's never going to be the same player again. You know, you lose so much explosion with that injury, not an ACL. And really, Chuck, maybe you know something more about it than I do, but in the last really 5 years, it seems like the NBA has had just an abundance of Achilles injuries that they never used to have. And I'm not sure what maybe the cause is or what it's not. But, I mean, you never used to see guys blowing out their Achilles.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, you're right about that. I don't know what's to be said about that. But, I mean, the Achilles, I mean, that's like the worst injury. I mean, for a baseball player, obviously. If a pitcher blowing out your ulnar nerve or, you know, the rotator cuff. In basketball, it's the Achilles. I mean, if the Achilles is going to put you out at least a year. And coming back from that thing, it's tough. It is very, very tough to come back for something like that. Not that he can't, but you're right. It's going to take some explosive way. I mean, KD's he's been in the league for 11 years, 12 years. So he's been around a little bit. He's got a lot of mileage on those legs. So he's got a long road if he did rupture that Achilles.
Well, and I wonder, too, what this is going to do for people that view KD a certain way if they now, you know, it's almost like in wrestling, he was a heel for so long. He was a bad guy. He was a villain, Kevin Durant was. And then you go through this personal strife here. And when he comes back, I think that he'll be more respected. And I think the Warriors maybe are gaining some along the way as well. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman.
Random pop-up windows come up like 10 minutes after I open something up here. Amazing how the internet works.
The commercials are like, play us, play us, play us. Geez. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. More from you guys, 414-799-1250. Along the lines of the Warriors and your respect, and if there is some now for them as this finals goes to Game 6. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
He's hurt. He's hobbling off on the break. Ibaka goes up and got fouled by Livingston.
He's holding his right leg.
Yep.
And it looks like in the same place. I don't want to speculate.
People are cheering an injury.
It's not good.
Timeout Warriors. Kevin Durant gets up and he is limping badly. And people are cheering. Really?
Oh.
That's what you're doing?
Yeah, that was a bad look for Toronto. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios.
I told you about those Canadians, man.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I warned all you people. And
you did.
All us United States people, us great Americans here, came after me because I was attacking the good old Canada. Oh, yeah. They showed their colors right there.
We are in a world where facts and things don't matter. Like, facts are interpreted differently. I guess people see different things. I posted a video of Kevin Durant being heckled by Toronto fans, waving goodbye at him. Many fans cheering and waving goodbye at him. Looking at him, waving goodbye at him. You could see it with your eyes, right? I post this video. I tweet at the Raptors. I said, defend your man, Raptors. People respond to me. Well, yeah, but then they respectfully, like, cheered and chanted KD. I said, okay, like, after they did the bad thing? Well, yeah, but you got to show the whole video. You're only showing the part that they waved goodbye to him and cheered.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you can't,
you're right.
Yeah, eventually the Raptors team, and good for them, were looking around and being like, what the hell are you guys doing cheering this guy that went down?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You could see the video. People are waving goodbye, and I understand you want to win a championship, and I understand that you've been a, you know, depression-starved franchise for, 20 years?
Yeah,
but dude,
look at us. We're worse than that.
Cheering an injury, it's crossing a line. Yeah. Then people are telling me, don't have fake outrage. Okay.
Well, here's the deal. And now if Durant plays the game and he fouls out, and you
heckle
him.
Then you do the na 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 na.
That's different.
Hey.
The guy
goodbye.
Fouls out of the game. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, short of a few things, but
blows out his Achilles.
Yeah, you can't.
He's gonna miss a ton of time.
Yeah, exactly.
His life has changed.
Yeah. No.
You're waving goodbye with
NBA
Labatt blue in your hand.
I was thinking this. If okay, now we saw how Golden State was with. With Golden State was with KD last night. Now, if Toronto, an NBA championship is an NBA championship. Do you think if Toronto wins this NBA championship, and the way Golden State was with KD, people will say, well, yeah, Toronto won the NBA Finals that one year, but yeah, Golden State, yeah, they didn't have KD in that series. Remember, they had some injuries, and Klay Thompson didn't play in one of the games. You think there's a little bit of an asterisk there?
There should be.
Or is an NBA championship an NBA championship?
Well, it depends who wins it.
That's awesome.
If the Bucks beat the Warriors like this, no asterisk.
Yeah, okay. But
if it's Toronto.
Come on now.
Then for sure. John's in Franklin, 799-1250. Johnny, what's up?
Hey, John.
Man, what a compelling series this is becoming. I went into it not really. I was lost, not knowing. I didn't want to root for either one of these teams. Hurting for what happened with the Bucks, but Bart, I'm over it, man. I mean, they beat us four in a row. It's not like they beat us on a bad call by the refs in Game 7. They took it to us, and we had no answer.
John, we could be having a parade tomorrow.
That's too bad. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
So let's figure out how to get there next year.
Okay.
But as far as this game goes, I even slow-moed some of these. I ended up watching a couple hours of the coverage of everything that went on with the after game. And at first I was hoping that the fans were cheering because, they got a steal and got, I'm assuming they got a fast break or whatever happened. I didn't, see what happened on the other end of the court. I was hoping a good portion of the cheering revolved around that. But upon seeing some other coverage, I did see them, waving goodbye and stuff. I mean, obviously that is just despicable. And as hard as I go as a fan, I would never openly root for one of the opposition to go down ever. just myself, and I go pretty hard. But it was very compelling watching the interview press conference with the general manager. And anyone who thinks that's fake, I want to get on a poker table with you because you're a fool. That was real. You can sum it up your ideas as to what his intentions were. It looked to me like he actually cared.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know his relationship with Meyer, so I mean, for people to say, well, you know, he's just putting out a show, how do we know? You know?
I mean, I alluded to that earlier.
What's that?
I said I don't know if part of it was a sales pitch.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. How
no,
do we know?
I believe that he was sincere, right? Yeah. Yeah, but I do think that this is going to, this whole series of events, John, thanks for the call. I think it will lead to KD probably staying in Golden State.
Well, he's got a long way. If he's got a blown out Achilles, he's got a long way to go.
Right. So Golden State's going to feel an obligation to, I mean, keep him and help him through this because it happened on their watch. And they obviously, you listen to Bob Myers. Here's again a little bit of Bob Myers, the GM.
It's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision.
You can hear it in his voice how emotional he is. And again, anytime we hear from Bob Myers today, it is like we're editing it for time. That happened in like 2 minutes.
See, I don't think just because he got hurt and he's acting that way that he's automatically coming back to Golden State. Players, Green Bay, for example, has made tough decisions on players, guys they didn't want to get rid of or trade. Brett Favre, you know.
Team, you're going to pay him $30 million to sit there?
You know, they basically forced – they basically cut Sterling Sharp, a beloved player in the organization, not a good guy, but a beloved player in the organization. So, I mean, that's happened before. Guys have been traded. So, I mean, just because he got hurt on their watch, I don't think they feel compelled. Maybe, I mean, they're in the moment right now, but you know, after they think it over, they don't necessarily have to think they're going to have to sign him a $30 million because he got blown out his Achilles last night. I don't think that's they don't feel any obligation still to re-sign him.
I would say there's a 98% chance he stays in Golden State
because he blew out his Achilles.
I was thinking it was about 70.
But so now, in other words, you
before
think
before yesterday.
So you think just because he got hurt last night, oh man, we got to re-sign him now because he got hurt under our watch.
No, I think it's like the Warriors have benefited their entire run with guys getting hurt, and then they are able to re-sign him. Steph was hurt, so the whole reason this dynasty started is because Steph paid way under his deserved salary because
yeah.
He was hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
there was a risk on him. And so Golden State's going to be like, you know, we want him anyway.
But
they want him.
Yes,
they wanted him before this.
They sure
so
do.
They're going to do what they did with Boogie.
They sure
come
do.
Rehab with us, and then we'll give you a shot at a championship.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to be on the shelf for a while, and we'll see how the negotiations go on that. I mean, that's down the road. I'm sure Golden State's coming in at a cheaper price.
Or maybe you give him a one-year $20 million deal.
And does KD want that?
You let him recover, and then you give him a big max.
If KD's willing to accept that, or will he look at it, hey, you know what, I gave it my all here in game six or in game five, and you're going to come back at me with a one-year deal after I just put my career on the line for you guys?
I'm telling you, I think the Warriors will offer him as much money as possible.
We'll see. We'll see.
I can't imagine a team like the Knicks being so desperate for Kevin Durant that they're going to blow a year where he can't play, if it is that long.
Well, I mean, the Warriors essentially will be doing that too, because he'll be another
but
year old.
It's older. Different with the Warriors.
Is he?
They can afford to do it.
But you're coming off Achilles. But they can afford to do it. But if he's going to be out for a year, okay, another year, they're not going to win an NBA title next year without him. They're not going to win it. They're not going to win an NBA championship without him next year. So,
well, no, you slog through the regular season. He comes back in the semifinals.
And then
you win.
I mean, he's coming back from Achilles, man.
How long is it going to take?
That's a year thing, usually.
Okay, that's a year out.
So he's going to sit up the entire year and come back in the finals next year and be on top of things. I don't know. That's
Why
a
not?
Lot. That's a big ask, man, for a guy
to
sit
up. Well,
he's
not going to be 100%, but he'll be better than he was last night.
Okay. I mean, again, we're talking about a guy who's who's tacking on some years in his career. That's a big ask.
So what do you think? No one's going to pay him?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. I'm just saying Golden State doesn't feel compelled to pay him, give him a max deal. Just be now. I think they look at him and they can look at him and say, well, you know, he is hurt now. Do we want? Is this a decision? Do we want to pay him this money? I mean, teams have done this all the time. When a guy gets hurt, now do we want to? I mean, if Aaron Rodgers got hurt last year, they wouldn't compelled before they gave him the big contract or keep him around. If he got a career threatening injury, they would try to look at it and say, okay, he's got a career threatening injury. Well, we still need to pay him, so let's keep him around anyway. No, they'd find a way. They'd find a way out of that deal. They'd find a way out of a deal to get out of it. Because teams are looking at the end of the day. Teams are looking out for themselves. There's no sentiment and all that. Right now, they're in the moment, but we'll see when, you know, how he recovers.
Well, we'll find out soon. Free agency is just in a couple of weeks after this finals and the draft. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. 414-799-1250. NBA Finals continue on Thursday. And the future of the league, the future of KD, the future of the series, a lot in question. More from you guys coming up.
I really don't know what I said or what he said. It's just sucks, man. Like, I don't really know what else to say about it. So
that's Steph Curry afterwards talking about walking with Kevin Durant back to the locker room when he got hurt in the second quarter. A Warriors win, by the way. Game 6 of the NBA Finals will be on Thursday night. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. 414-799-1250. Brewers off yesterday. They're back in first place. Cubs lose to Colorado. So the Brewers are up. Brewers start a two-game set with Houston tonight. Freddie Peralta on the hill. We'll have the On Deck show coming your way at 6 o'clock tonight. We will get into that at some point for sure at 8 o'clock. Adam McKelvey going to join us at 8. But lots to talk about with last night's game, and you guys want in, so let's talk to you. Let's go to Artie in Cudahy at 799-1250. What's up, Artie?
Good morning, guys. A couple quick things.
Go back to the drum.
I think that actually that the Warriors have a better chance of keeping KD because, obviously, I think that his legacy, I don't think he'll want to end on this note. I think just for having a hurt player return to you is a lot easier than the Nets or the Knicks or the Lakers trying to sign KD. So I think this bodes well for the Warriors, even though it's an awful situation for now. The other example that I wanted to use was of the Detroit Pistons from that 30-30. I forgot what it was called, the Bad Boys. And they were talking about how all those deep playoff runs just wore them down. Look at the Warriors, like years and years ago playing in games 7 and 6 of the semifinals and the finals. It just breaks you down, which leads to my last point. How great LeBron James is to get to that level every 7 or 8 years in a row and to keep playing is unparalleled, unmatched, and you just won't see a player like him again. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, avoided a major injury. I mean, this is an injury that he's going to come back from. We're talking Achilles, man. That's a tendon, and that's and he's got a long road and a lot of healing coming up here for him. I mean, he uses, obviously, legs a big part of his game. Explosiveness for him. How much explosiveness is he going to have? You know, again, all these years, all this mileage he's got on his legs and all that. Will he ever be the same ever again? Some guys just aren't from that injury.
So this was a rupture, a tear, a pop?
Well, we don't know. Right? We don't.
I mean, I saw a video where it exploded.
Well, if it is, I mean, it could be career ending. I mean, some guys never come back from stuff like that. Or are ever the same type of player, and he depends off obviously on explosiveness. Sure, can he hit the outside shot? But he depends on he's all taking guys off the dribble. He can do a lot of things on both ends of the court. So the Achilles injury, it's one thing a blowing out your knee, okay, an ACL, but an Achilles, man, that's a long. Long recovery time.
We did hear from KD last night via his Instagram where he posted on his story, Dub Nation going to be loud as F for game 6. I'm hurting deep in the soul right now. I can't lie, but seeing my brothers get this win was like taking a shot of tequila. I got new life, LOL, hashtag Dubs. That's from Easy Money Sniper, Kevin Durant's Instagram. Let's get out to Andy in Appleton, 799-1250. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys. I was talking with my family last night, and I said, you know, it's it's sad that the main reason that I want to cheer against Toronto is their fans. Because their team, I respect their team. To come this far and the way they play is awesome. But, I mean, I'm a Bucks fan, a Brewers fan, and in hockey I'm a Buffalo Sabres fan, so maybe I'm the curse.
Andy, I like the Sabres too. They suck.
Now they are the longest playoff drought of any team in the NHL, and if the Blues win, they'll be the longest without a Stanley Cup of any team in history.
Oh, jeez.
Because they've never won one.
I've just known more about the hockey in the last 30 seconds than I ever my entire life.
But just to cheer when somebody gets injured, that's so despicable. I mean, I didn't like it when Rodgers went down and Vikings fans. I don't like it when it ever happens. And I think it's sad that, I mean, I'm learning that Toronto is disgusting, their fans in any sport. Because to dehumanize athletes that way, I mean, these are still people. And I think that's something that so many people forget when they cheer an injury, is that, hey, guess what? That's still a person who's lying there. They actually feel pain, and this actually is their job. Their body is their job. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, the Toronto fans got a little extra rage and a little extra. There's something about the Raptor fans, just when I was up in Toronto, just a little different in a way. I mean, I when you stepped in that building, I mean, and it's a bad thing for opponents who go into that place. That's a tough venue to go into.
They want it so bad.
Exactly.
They feel disrespected by the league. You know, they're the one Canadian team now. They feel like they're second-class citizens in the NBA. I mean, look at Drake's face. Mm-hmm. He wears that of the entire organization and their fan base. The way that Drake has wanted this more than anybody's wanted anything ever in life. Like, Drake is out there. His face, I can't describe it, but it's like Drake's got a nice life. You know, he makes a lot of money. He's got a very nice life. But the facial movements he has, it's like all his insecurities will be cured and lifted if the Toronto Raptors win 4 basketball games. And I feel like the fan base is reflective of that.
Well,
they need this.
I mean, I think the guys, I mean, Mark Athanasio. Seeing him after losing Game 7 of the championship series against the Dodgers, seeing Eden Lazary and the ownership walking out of Toronto Arena, I was in a hallway there, seeing those guys walk out. I mean, those guys were just spent. I mean, you know, they got millions and millions of dollars on the line, and to see those guys put everything they have into it and to lose in Toronto, those guys, I mean, I feel for those guys. You know, millionaires are one thing, but man, to see those guys, you know, two ownership groups like that having to lose in that fashion.
I just want to be clear how much I hate Drake. I just wanted to get that in there. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. More from you guys as the landscape of this finals has changed big time. But the landscape of the NBA with Kevin Durant's injury and free agency coming up has changed maybe even greater. I'm Bart, that's Chuck. Hear from you next, 799-1250. Adam McKelvey talks Brewers at 8. You're on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.